as a recap, in case you've maybe taken a break or just come back to this video at a later time for whatever reason, at this point in the training, we have uploaded the WordPress files to our server. We have gone in with cPanel and created a MySQL database. The next thing for us to do is to enter all of this information for our database that we've just created into WordPress and connect the two. So let's click, let's go. And for database name, you'll remember that we called our database test blog database, but because the way the server is, Jeremy underscore is appended to everything. So Jeremy underscore test blog database, and that's the name of the database that we created on our server. For a username, Jeremy underscore test user, and for the password, enter the password that you entered for the user. For database host, most of the time you're going to want to leave this as local host. If that doesn't work, you're going to have to contact your hosting company and ask them what you should enter in. Now, for the table prefix, if you're just doing one WordPress website, then you can leave that as is. If you're going to be doing multiple WordPress installations in a single database, then you'll want to change this so that it'll be specific and unique to each one. Most users are just going to leave this alone. Let's click Submit. Now, if you get this message, that means that WordPress is able to successfully communicate with your database, and that just means that you did everything right. So let's go ahead and click Run Install. If you're not getting this message and you can't click Run Install, that means that you need to go back and double check everything that you entered in so that WordPress is able to talk to your database. Now, we're going to scroll down here a little bit. What are we going to call the site for our purposes? We'll just call it Test Blog. And it's asking for a username again. Now, this might throw you off because we've already created a user for the database, but this is different. This is a WordPress user. Okay, so for the database, you've got a user account that can manage that database and use the database, and WordPress will, in fact, use that account to communicate with the database. But for WordPress itself, we also have a username, and this could be something that you're going to actually be logging in with on WordPress. Once you create the MySQL information, the database through cPanel, and once you connect WordPress through that database username, you don't typically do a whole lot with that user account anymore. WordPress pretty much handles it. So this is going to be a username that you'll be using to log into WordPress on a regular basis and perform things. So again, though, it can be the same name. I'll just call it test user. And we're going to do a password. Confirming it again. And there we go. We're good. Here we're going to put an email address. And this option right here, allow search engines to index the site. Of course, you want to allow that because that's how we're going to get recognized by Google. I'll click Install WordPress. And if all is, let's clear that box. If all is done correctly, we should get this success button. Let's go ahead and click Login. And we'll do Test User. Enter the password. And this is our welcome to the dashboard, letting us know that everything is set. Let's go ahead now and I'm going to retype the address, test blog, and let's see what the website looks like now. There we go. So it is populated with some sample information. All of this we'll be getting into later, but this basically now is a WordPress website.